It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, it's down to the wire for Congress to come to an agreement on NSA surveillance with a big deadline on Monday. We'll discuss the latest in national politics.
First, a bill calling for the repeal of the state's prevailing wage law got a public hearing today in the Assembly's Labor Committee and could soon be heading for a full floor vote.
The 84-year-old policy sets a minimum wage for construction workers building publicly funded projects. Supporters of a change say the law inflates wages and makes those projects more expensive. Opponents are worried a repeal could mean the scaling back of wages.
Here with us now to talk about today's hearing on the bill is Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, first off, let's talk about what the prevailing wage law is. How do you define it?
So it's, as Rob was just saying, it's a minimum wage essentially for publicly funded projects that reach certain thresholds and how much they cost. So you're building a highway, you're building a school. If it costs enough, then you have to look at a wage study for what construction workers are paid on other projects and pay them at least that amount.
Now, this is a law that has been on the books in Wisconsin for a long time. Why is it being looked at by Republican lawmakers now?
Republican lawmakers say that it artificially inflates the market, that they should put out a bid, that construction companies can come in, they can determine the labor rate, and then the schools or the highway department, whoever's building the project, will take the lowest bid and can get some savings for taxpayers that way.
So it's being looked at right now as a money-saving measure by Republicans?
Yes, that's what they say. They also, I think, oppose it on principle, that they say the market should be able to set its own market rates. But they're seeing what they consider significant savings for taxpayers. Opponents of this say you get a race to the bottom, and the last place you want to skimp on a public project is on the quality of work. Otherwise, you could have, you know, significant structural problems, and that if you're paying good wages, you can help middle-class jobs, and you can also ensure quality work.
Now, one question about this is repeal it for Republicans or rewrite it, and the Senate's Labor Committee took up the topic of repealing that law, but that effort failed. What happened?
So, yeah, there's a significant wing of Republicans who want to just repeal it outright. Legislative leaders have said they don't have the votes for it, and so that they would rather rewrite the law. Essentially, that would mean raise the threshold at which the prevailing wage law is triggered, so smaller projects wouldn't come into the prevailing wage law. Senator Nass from Whitewater said he wanted to move forward on this. He held a hearing and a vote on it in his labor committee in the Senate earlier this month, but one of his Republicans on the committee joined the Democrats and opposed it. And then Nass came up with an alternative that would have raised those thresholds. Howard Markland from Spring Green, the Republican, also joined Democrats in opposing that. And so it died at that stage, though it can come back at any time to the floor if Republicans in general agree on it. Today, Representative Andre Jacques in the Assembly is taking a similar tack. Despite his leadership's opposition to this bill, is holding a hearing on it as we speak, and will hold a vote on it this evening or this afternoon. And that very well could clear the committee, at which stage Republican leaders, if they chose, could advance it to the floor of the Assembly.
We're talking right now to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Patrick Marley. We're talking about today's public hearing on ending the state's prevailing wage law. And Patrick, one question mark has been, where is the governor on this? Has he been actively involved, and what is his support level? What do we know about
that? Today, his office is saying that he would sign it and that he's been working for weeks to either reform the prevailing wage law or to repeal it. There's been a big push from conservatives to try to get this enacted, and that's included pressure on Republican leaders in the legislature, and they shifted the focus a little bit to Governor Walker today. Jerry Bader, who's a conservative talk show host in Green Bay, wrote a column for RightWisconsin.com that called Walker the invisible man on this issue and said that he should be able to come out and say where he is on this issue within hours. The governor did that by saying he supports the repeal of prevailing wage. So that gives momentum to the folks who want to pull it back.
So Republicans who are less than sure about this, like Howard Markline, are they more interested in backing it if this is a rewrite of the law instead of a repealing of the law?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, Markline had a chance to vote on a rewrite of the law and opposed it. Now, there could be other ways that you change the law. You know, that was just one version of rewriting the law. it's certainly possible that they can come up with some kind of compromise that would get his vote and the votes of other Republicans. If they go short of a full repeal, it's a difficult balancing act, because you've got people like Markline who don't want it to go too far, and you've got proponents of repealing who are worried about sort of a fake compromise or something that Republicans can publicly cheer, but that really doesn't make enough change to the law as what they want to see. So it's a tough balancing act for everybody.
So what determines whether this law, whether it's repealed, rewritten, ends up in the budget or ends up on the floor?
So I think that most people are expecting it to be resolved one way or the other in the budget. If they don't include it in the budget, it would be even harder to pass as standalone legislation. And the budget committee is sort of in its final stages this week. So really what the proponents of it are hoping is that they can build momentum for it and then have it inserted into the state budget. It's a lot easier for lawmakers to vote on a change like that if it's in the budget, because they can go out and tell people they voted for it, but only because they liked other things in the budget and they didn't like that particular element that was in the budget.
Now, Wisconsin recently became a right-to-work state. Do we know whether other states are also moving in this direction, repealing similar laws to the prevailing wage law?
Yes. Indiana just this month repealed a similar law. It's got a different name in Indiana, but so that's sort of the clearest sign of this. And I think, you know, you take this in conjunction with right to work and things like Act 10 and what Ohio did or nearly did with public workers in that state. It's something in the last few years that there's been pressure from Republican legislatures on union laws or laws that are helpful to unions in transforming those.
And Patrick, before we let you go, what kinds of things are people saying at the hearing today?
Well, it's pretty similar to what we heard on Right to Work. It's the same folks that are showing up. And, you know, you've got the advocates for it saying this is savings to taxpayers and that we shouldn't be inserting ourselves into the market. The government shouldn't be. And supporters of it saying this is a good way to make sure we get quality work and to make sure that middle-class jobs are protected.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That was reporter Patrick Marley of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about today's public hearing on ending the state's prevailing wage law.